It is now time for City Chat on KRFS. Today's guest is Mary Scroggins.
This is Mary Scroggins, and I'm here to chat about economic development. A simplified story of the human species has three parts. First was the emergence of Homo sapiens over 300,000 years ago to about 12,000 years ago, when humans lived nomadic lives subsisting through hunting and foraging for food. Then, from 10,000 BC to around 1750 AD, humans adopted agriculture, which gave us a more secure supply of food and led to the establishment of towns, cities, and empires. The third part of the human story, from 1750 AD through today, is characterized by unprecedented, sustained economic growth. It was kicked off by the Industrial Revolution. Today, what we see is extreme poverty was the condition of almost every human being on the planet a couple of centuries ago. The average lifespan was 40 years of age worldwide, whereas today it's 73. Ponder that for a moment. Average life of 40. There were numerous contributing factors to the huge economic growth that occurred in the three centuries, and a lot of it was very unpleasant. I can safely say that there were no economic development directors until the post-World War II reconstruction that was driven by President Harry Truman. Economic development for every region is different because every region is different, but it also has root similarities. I was at an economic development institute in Pittsburgh this last April. I sat in classes with developers from every part of the country. I think I was from the smallest community, and therefore, I was the only economic development director there that singly handles all areas of economic development. What are those, you might ask? Well, the first is business retention and expansion. 80% of economic growth comes from established businesses. Entrepreneurial development is the second. In 2021, applications to start new businesses hit 5.4 million in the United States, a new record by 1 million. Business attraction and business recruitment. To recruit a new business, an area must have the infrastructure, the workforce, housing, childcare, amenities, and the quality of life is a huge consideration. And then loan management. My position in Superior also includes the management of all the loans that are generated through economic development within guidelines of USDA and LB 840 funds. My purpose for the City of Superior is to foster and create a healthy, balanced economy to give people more and better opportunities to improve their lives. I know, doesn't that sound nice? But what does it mean? Well, it means that when I look at a possibility for our community, I stop and consider this year, 5 years down the road, 10 years, 15 to 20 years if I can, as in how will this affect the children being born today? Their future, the future of their parents and grandparents? Can we provide this enterprise with employees, housing for employees and customers? Is it healthy growth and sustainable? Does it contribute to the overall betterment of the community in the short, middle, and long term? Our community is slowly changing and growing now. Houses are being built. Our hospital continues to grow to keep up with technology and the needs of the community. It is the efforts of many people and organizations, private, corporate, and government, working together to make things happen. In the last 2 years, 4 new businesses have come to town. A couple have left. 5 entrepreneurial businesses have started. A couple have not made it. And we have 2 more in the immediate pipeline and 3 further down the pipeline. 4 businesses have changed ownership. We have a couple of businesses for sale and 2 to 3 that will probably transition in the next couple of years. All of this and a pandemic. Did you know all that stuff has happened in Superior in just the last 2 years and 4 months? Usually the paper or radio has the information. I explain about as much as I can possibly explain. Active communication requires listening, reading, being involved in the decision-making process. When is the last time you explored the city website? It is www.cityofsuperior.org. 2 sections of History of Superior have been put on the website. We are working on others. See if you can locate them. Facebook pages of the Chamber of Commerce, the City of Superior, and Economic Development will tell you a lot about what is happening in your community. Superior needs you, your input and ideas. There are all sorts of ways to contribute, small and short-term or longer-term committee involvement. Please call me if you have any questions about what I do or about what you can do. This is Mary Scroggins, 402-879-4713. Thank you for listening and happy chatting.